Ben and Dane. Hi there, Canucks and friends, and welcome to the Canucks Capsule Years Chronicle. So today, we'll be speaking about the Equinox expansion, Evanguard, and a big fight in Wormhole, and all that sponsored by StarZ.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben, and
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great White North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with a Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Capsuleers, in the loop about all things EVE Online, from Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canuck Capsuleers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and a boot we go!
And welcome back. Hi there, Dem, how are you?
Hi, Ben, I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And today we got a lot of stuff to talk about. New expansion content has been announced.
But you know what? It's awesome because we don't have any other show after, so we can take our time.
Yes, 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 because we finished like 5 minutes ago with the French show. Well, first of all, Dem and I are both co-CEO of the Wormhole Alliance. Sorry in advance.
Yeah, and you're sorry because you messed up with NullSec.
Yes,
and
well, but that's because like this expansion is all about NullSec, and I've been reading about it like for a few times now. I am also on the Talking Station team, and one of the commentator voice and referee for the Anger Game 6. But damn, I think you also are elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm the voice of the Chronicle of New Eden, a podcast about the lore of EVE Online.
That you can easily find on any of your platform, maybe like Apple Music, Spotify, or anything else.
Yeah, you just have to type like Dan's Lore EVE, and you're gonna find me.
Chronicles of New Eden, you got a lot of choice.
Whatever
there.
You want.
Yeah, so let's jump into the news, because there's a bunch. Oh yeah. So here we got. Well, actually, before talking about the background here, we want to mention our sponsor.
Yeah, we are sponsored by StarZ.
Yeah, indeed. So them, who are they? What's StarZ?
Well, that's like soft drink.
Yeah.
For energy,
exactly.
Made by Colliery,
yeah.
With the flavor of patriotism.
Exactly. So StarZ is an in-game soft beverage that you can get. And, well, actually what happened is that we got in touch with StarZ and they answered back.
Yeah, it had a post on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like they were like not available in classic and orange, so we contact them and we asked them.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ben, you did it.
Yes, actually. So yeah, so like they are the direct competition to Quaife, and like what they are doing today. Since we'll be speaking about the extension, you'll need to go on the YouTube video once this is published and write in the comment section below what about the upcoming expansion you are the most excited about and why. The comment that will get the more thumbs up. Next week, we'll announce the winner, and this winner will receive from StarZ themselves like a whole pack of StarZs, either classic or orange, I don't remember, but so the best comment with the most thumbs up under the video on YouTube Next week we'll be announcing who's gonna get like a box of Star Z in game. So how cool is that? Those of you that never saw Star Z in game, well, it's actually, as they say, there's like two flavors, and it's booster. So one gave like agility and velocity during 1 hour, and the other one something else that I don't remember because time. And yeah, so pretty exciting stuff right now. So get into the comments below and write what are you the most excited about for the upcoming expansion, which actually brings us to the said expansion.
Yeah.
So before we go, you might have missed the opening video that happened this morning. So that was the scope. Everyone saw the scope. Let's go into the Equinox.
To shape destiny is within all of us. With Upwell, you can shape the universe. Unlocking the potential of the stars and planets you call home has been the unwavering focus of our finest minds. And now, we stand on the cusp of a new era. Introducing Equinox. An unrivaled suite of solutions for a new age of colonization. Revolutionary structures that offer unprecedented system-wide control, all operated and maintained by an efficient and skilled workforce. Embrace the freedom to shape space in your image and seize the dream of a star system entirely under your command. Equinox from Upwell.
I just understand the new structure. I didn't understand. I was in French. I was just so lost. I just understand now.
Nice. So could go, please.
Well, that's the extractor from the planets, right?
Yes, exactly.
Why you didn't say it like that?
I don't know. Sometimes I... words, you know?
You said it was a lifter in French, something like
that. Yeah, an elevator. Like it's like a fancy elevator.
I didn't understand, but now with the image, I just like, okay, that's the extractor. Ben.
Sorry. And as we see here, we are currently into the high-sex system that I don't remember the name, where the structure, the prototype has been built, and we can see this glorified elevator. But more into it in the later on. So we saw a lot of things in that video, and we'll come back on those. Let's actually get here. So first we got this. So next expansion is going to be a name Equinox that is not even coming out at the equinox, not even on the solstice, but whatever. So everything is based around structure, and a lot of null sex stuff will be happening there. So this space elevator that's going to be called Skyhook, that you'll be able to put on a planet or planets. It's not clear if you'll need one of on each planet or if it's going to be something else. But still, new resources will be able to be harvested from different kind of planets. So you got the power, that can be harvested from the sun and volatile atmospheres of plasma and storm planets. So that's the first one. Okay, so power, that's important. Then we got workforce. So workforce. Gain access to a highly skilled populace across temperate, oceanic, and barren worlds, directing the flow of labor throughout your empire, thanks to revolutionary new cloning technologies. As we spoke last week and the week before, the Four Empire has been approached by Upware Consortium to sell them clones. So what we understand here is that all those clones will be put at good use by the Nullsecker, so that they can get access to this skilled workforce. And finally, the third component here, the Regent, which is essential to manage your colonies through a new sovereignty hub. These are sourced from the harsh environment of ice and lava planets. So,
Ben, mm-hmm. The solstice is in June and December, like I thought, and it's near the solstice summer solstice. So, just want to say.
It's called equinox.
I know it's 3 months too late or trolley, but you said it was not near of a solstice either, so that's why
it's 10 days away from the solstice. But I knew. Yeah. Where was I?
At the regions at the end for
So we spoke I spoke about the regions. New resources and encounters, so basically the three resources that I just spoke about. But you near this skyhook, there's going to be NPCs that will be spawning there. You might also get big NPCs like officer level threat, pirate dreadnought, even pirate titans. So be careful there. Might be something quite dangerous from time to time. But that is not all. Those structures will be linked with other structures that you'll be able to put on moons to get moons without mining them. So it's going to be
It's kind of moon jewel.
Yeah.
That's going to mine the moon directly.
Yeah, without any interference from capsuleers or anything. We do expect them to be less efficient than moon extraction mined by capsuleers. We had Reddit speculating today about them being around 20 to 40% of their the efficiency. So we'll see what's going to be happening there. So those will be passive income, just as it was back in the days of the bosses that were able to do the same. So now it's just more visually interesting. And also it gives more value to some of the systems, because some people on Reddit were saying that there were 80% of the moons that R64, R22, and R16 that were not mined. That is indeed a lot.
Indeed. And that's probably true, because I was in Nullsec back in the days. And well, at the point you have the PvP, the PvE, and the mining, and you have to feed your station as well, and everything. So at a point, mining is not necessarily something that you have time to do.
Exactly. So they're saying that it's going to be a link with the Skyhook. Although, they're saying that the passive moon mining will be available in Lossec also. But the Skyhook is not available in Lossec. So how will that work? Meh, I don't know. Maybe with the custom office will be updated in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. So, what else do we got? On the video itself, we have the one of the ships that will be coming out, because there's going to be 4 new ships. I didn't write them down, but it's going to be hauling ships for the new.
I wrote them earlier, but not anymore. Sorry.
Oh, we got Purgatory in Twitch chat saying that Nilsec receiving all the love again. He got how can I say there's a lot of attention has been given to Lossec. I totally do agree with you. There's been a time where Nilsec were not getting a lot, but now, there's a lot of people living there, and Lossec has been quite important in the last year. So yeah, I'm guessing that now that Lossec is a better place now. Nilsec would be the logical next one. Then I guess either Wormholes or Highsec, but we'll see what happened there. We need to take the blue loot nerf to the ground. Well, concerning blue loot, I don't know. Because as I was saying in French, the Wormhole communities are kind of... there's 2 sections. So you got the one that are living in C1, C2, and C3s, and the ones living in C4, 5, and 6. The 4, 5, and 6 also all they do have great blue loots. I cannot argue with that. You are perfectly right. C3, C2, and C1s, well, not that much. Because one of the thing is, if your wormhole is in a constellation that is not active, you don't have a great respawning of your sites, which makes your whole wormhole you can go through it really, really fast. So you need really to expand yourself to be able to do it, and it's not really lucrative.
Well, if you want to put down the game, it's your opinion, but not mine.
No, well, he suggested to equalize C4, 5, and 6, and buff the 1, 2, 3s. I think that there is other ways to look at these, because 1, 2, 3s could have something more diverse, or maybe more flexibility into their design, so that four, five, six that are really more dangerous for a different reason. That if you listen to the end, the kill of the week, there's a lot of stuff happening in the C6s right now, and good reason why they are so lucrative. But there's different things that could be done. In C1, 2, 3 there would be better moons, for example, or a way to manipulate what you can get in your system, so that you can get another static, and that you may choose the static. I would like to, for a week or a month, add a Nilsec static to my home. That would be really great. But yeah, things like that you're there's different things that could be done for the lower tiers and wormholes. But let's come back to the original programming. Where were we? So Equinox, back here.
Well, I think you are at the PI section, I think. Not sure.
Yeah, I'll be...
Oh no, you made the... Okay, you are the thing who we're gonna replace the TCU in the iHub.
Exactly, because TCU and iHubs are mechanics that are, not really love, because when you you need to contest them, there's this game of cat and mouse that don't think anyone like it. Like, I know that when we were in Nullsec, it was...
But the structure, yeah. We want to see.
So, this kind of razor blade or billboard thingy will be...
You don't show it, Ben. Go!
See? So
finally!
This thing there will be replacing the TCUs and iHub in Nullsec. So, design-wise, I don't know. It's pretty plain.
yeah, that's okay.
yeah. Not if we can, make graffiti on it or whatever. Maybe, maybe that's what's going to be happening. Goons will have, their logo, big on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, would be nice.
So...
So, yeah, it's going to replace the TCU and the iHub. I think the chasing the TCU and iHub everywhere was kind of boring and no one really liked it. So they change it. They listen to us, players, and they change it. Do you know if we want to be able to steal it from the other people, or
there's they always want to put this kind of mechanic where you can get a way to get an advantage from it, but I don't know if we'll only reduce by half the cat and mouse game, at least something new, so we'll see what's going to be the mechanic behind it for its implementation. Will it be the same thing that you need to connect with it make it yours? But still, there's a different option now, so you'll be able to upgrade it as you were for the iHub. But you'll also be able to. Update it depending on the type of system that you got, maybe the stars or something like that. It's because the star system topology and the planet within it will offer a nuanced approach to sovereignty and reflects each star system physical characteristic, as well as the goal and strategic leaning of territorial owner. So I think that every system will be able to, not every system, but all system will get another kind of value that were not there before. So I think it's going to be really interesting. That's the poster. Oh yeah, new and lucrative anomalies coming up too for bigger ships. The Haulers. So here we got the kind of X Hauler.
Yeah, it's kind of X, one behind the other. And that's Hauler. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, so people on podcast just imagine a lot of X's back to back until the end of the ships. That hold it together. That's one of the four Haulers. We know that there's another one that looks more like an orca, but it's going to be smaller. Should be made by the Ore Consortium. So here we got the four Haulers here. We got they are tailored to navigate the new dynamics of Nullsec sovereignty. This vessel will assist capsuleers in shaping Nullsec to their image. All four ships have missile combat capability, introducing a new dynamic to resource transportation, as well as an infrastructure hold, which may carry various items related to space infrastructure and colonization. So, yeah... it means that one of those ships will be able to carry people. Do you remember, workforce that we spoke earlier? So maybe we'll be able to carry capsuleers, vanguard cones. Mm. Ooh. Mm. We'll see. So the four like the four ships are there. So we got the Squall, so an entry level regent, all like Oler, regent being one of the new resources. The Deluge, a hauler with cover ups, cloaking capacity, high warp speed and mobility, and immune to cargo scanner. So yeah, what we're used with the other big empires. Then you got the Torrent, a tough deep space transport vessel with micro jump drive capacity. And then the Avalanche, a massive freighter with a huge region hauling capacity. So that's going to be really, really great. And we are now, if I'm not mistaken, to the point that Mike Azariah was pointing out earlier, the Skinar. A Skinar tool that we spoke last week, the week before. And
yeah, we saw it in Easter that was coming on our way. So it's gonna have like five customization slot. So for the color, for the shade, and for the pattern. And as I understand, you won't begin with everything. You're gonna have to chase it. I don't know if it's gonna be through a stream or through. We were talking about monthly. We're gonna come back to it later. Or like it can be a drop. I don't know. Oh, we're gonna be able to chase it, but it's not like you have everything and your color box and do whatever you want. It's really like you're gonna made your color box and pattern and everything.
Chase your crayons.
Yeah, that.
So yeah, so that's gonna be really great too, and you'll be able to make like a lot of wonderful thing with that. You'll be able to save them with Plex, then maybe sell them if they're beautiful enough for people to buy them, or you'll be able to offer them to other people.
Yay!
Then we got into one of the thing that I actually like, because it's an update that's gonna be affecting my everyday play is for the organization and the leadership. Thank you.
Yay, thanks.
So the corporation UI will get a revamp, will gonna be updated to something more user friendly with icons. I like pictures. So we'll get tooltips, something that will be easier to go through. Although you'll have to be careful, every corporation leader out there, because they'll be also revamping everything that has to do with the roles. Okay, so you've learned how to manage those roles, and now they seem to be changing them all. So be sure to not have too much surprises on the 11th of June. Because all those roads, might get something else in their place. So, careful.
Okay.
I wonder if we'll get like a huge thing, like a huge heist. Because some people will get some bug in the roles and whatever Eve stuff. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna give us a heads up, like take care what's gonna happen, and yeah, I guess they will do it.
Yeah,
but it's but June is like the time everyone is in vacation, so they could have some surprise.
Yeah, but like on the 11th, I think that a lot of people will still be working. I know I am, so meh, we'll see.
Nah.
Okay, but that is not all. Not only your everyday life will be more enjoyable for you leaders, but your member will also be able to have their own corporation setting more easily accessible and understandable. You're using the corporation objective those kind of missions that you can give to your old corporation, there will also be improved by adding a bunch of stuff there. So first of all, SRP, Ship Reimbursement Program, will be something that's going to be able to get there automatically so that you won't have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Also different kinds of like other things that's going to be able to be rewarded or tracked. Sorry. Like salvage or the earning of loyalty points.
Did you forget to change your screen again?
Did I? Let's have a look. No, I'm okay.
You good? Okay. Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not there. Like, I don't have a visual for that.
Oh, that's why. I'm like, I don't see anything about what you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so a lot of other stuff will be able to be tracked and rewarded with the new corporation projects in the opportunity windows. So that's actually really, really great. And if all of that is getting you excited and that you want to get more into this new PI stuff, because you see everything that's going to be like happening with that, well, CCP thought of you today with not that, but this, like the Planetary Entrepreneur, where you can not only look at like that good, but you also get like a bunch of stuff with it. So plexus, accelerator, skill points, a hauler operate like operator expert system. So if you don't know how to operate a hauler, that will give you the skills to do it for a limited time. But you also get like those super jackets, pants, the men will get like a boardroom loafer, and the women's will get like chic Outlander boots, because like that's something that we always have a look at, right? Well, we don't know, with Vanguard maybe like shoes will be even like it will be useful, and maybe pants too, so we'll see. Everything in due times. So damn, we did the Eve Montreal a few weeks back.
Yeah, and it was a blast, really.
Oh yeah. But it's not enough for us. Like, we need to expand and make sure that everyone, well, not everyone, but people from other places in the world can benefit from those EVE event. And to do so, if you are in the area of, let's say, Northeast USA or near Moncton, Canada, well, we'll be doing an EVE Moncton in June. So if you know people that lives in that area, get them to our Discord. See, up there, right corner. Our Discord is there. We got this get-together that will be getting a venue and everything. So get your people there so that they can chat with us and have the specifics about the first EVE Moncton coming.
Yeah, it's the 22nd of June then.
22nd of June, perfect.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it's that.
It sounds good, actually. It sounds really good. Also, please remember that we are sponsored by Starzy. So write in the comment below, from everything that we said concerning the upcoming expansion, what's your feature that you're the most excited about, and vote on the ones of the others, the one that get the more thumbs up. Next week we'll be getting their name out to Starzy themselves so that they can receive a whole crate of Starzy. Last weekend was the second weekend of the Anger Games. Yeah. So, and the Anger Games being the PvP tournament that is actually with a lot of people are taking part into it. A lot of fun. A lot of people watching it too. People that are betting on it. We can bet channel points on Twitch with it.
We did it a lot last year, and it was really fun. Really, do it.
Yeah, lucrative.
Yeah, it was really lucrative. Like when you know the game and you know the players, you can bet right. And yeah.
Yep. And next weekend, it's going to be the last weekend of those Anger Games that are actually the biggest PvP tournament ever in EVE. So the big winner is going to have something to brag about. In 2 days. So starting this Thursday, the 25th of April up to the 29th, it's going to be this month's EVE Vanguard event. So you want to play Vanguard, you need to get an Omega subscription, or if you already have it, you just have to go and play and have your fun there. So we'll see what's going to be updated. Maybe this time we'll get textures on the cons and the stuff that are meant to be mined. And
why you don't like mining like green cube that you don't understand what it is?
Yeah, well, Vanguard is, let's say, like, proud themselves with the immersion. And that actually got me right off as soon as I saw it. And yeah, like my brain just go, nope.
Boom.
So, no, I did not really play more than one time in March. So we'll see.
Yeah, but we had stuff too. Like it was close of the EVE Montreal, so
yeah. I remember well, it was during the EVE Montreal too. So
no, it was weekend before, and my lady was at home. And
oh yeah, we're preparing the EVE Montreal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed. So But concerning like EVE Vanguard, we also got like other information that have been like they talked about it actually. When was it? Like in the beginning of the year. And if we see here, I got the EVE Vanguard. Oops, here we go. So April, minor patch, bug fixes, balancing. Tier participation rewards, so the ship skin, as always. Leaderboard rewards, Plex, so as always. Same thing in May. And it's going to be in June that the big stuff is happening. So not only in EVE, but in Vanguard too. So new map, weapon modification, sessions, persistence and fittings, additional activities and objective, bug fixes, balancing, and more. So yeah, that's like everything is happening in June. Okay, so the 11th of June is going to be a big day. I'm guessing that there's going to be like no bug and everything's going to be rolling smoothly as ever. No lag.
It's going to have bug, but well, that's the usual thing. And yeah.
Yeah, and
they're going to fix it. Is it me or we didn't really talk about the monthly? Are you?
The what?
Went over yet? The monthly.
Go ahead. I'll try to follow.
Well, we talk about the daily, but like the daily accumulated.
Oh yeah,
monthly.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't talk about it. Is
yeah,
it me?
Exactly. Or? Yeah, I think that I've. Yeah.
We kind of skipped it.
Yeah. Sorry. So back here.
And I found it's an important thing.
So yeah, the air monthly progress track.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, so you'll be able to get like extra reward with those. So that's the visual that they gave us up to now. So you'll get like you get your daily ones, and you get the one like that you can get through the month. So if you're alpha, you only got like the lower section, and if you're omega, you can get both. So the understanding is, let's say that you got like a 3 day, well, you get the Evermarks in surplus, not only you get like the daily, but you get that for the monthly. Then the skin art component, so you know, like we were speaking
that's
about
what is
the crayons that you want to
the colors and the pattern and everything. You're gonna have this there, probably elsewhere, but there.
Yeah. And then X and Plex. So that's interesting. Plexes. Then skill points, extra skill
you
points.
You can see that if you are Omega, you're gonna have like both of them, and if you are Alpha, it's only the bottom. So no Plex if you're not Alpha Omega. All
right. Yeah. Also, there's gonna be like a new ship progression and UX improvement. So your user interface. We'll get you more information when you unlock a new ship, so that you can more easily understand the ship roles and prerequisites for like when you unlock it. So that's going to be helping a lot new players that get into the game and that cannot see the difference, let's say, between Griffin and Heron. So yeah, with that is going to be like I think really useful for like any new ship that you get.
And last thing I would like to remember you that tomorrow is the Denon Day. So the Denon Day is a campaign in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's gonna have a fleet in Gita at 18:30 Eve time. With I think it's our friend Keshal, we're gonna do it.
Yep.
And yeah, so please join it and honor the Denon Day, please.
Yep, so you can screenshot that. You got the event there, it's gonna be all in this description right below. Next up, we got. We're now at the lore section.
Lore section.
So yeah, go ahead then.
This week, the episode is going to be about the Galante Federation, the political structure. So it looks like a bit of the Myanmar structure.
You're speaking for the Chronicles of New Eden, right? Sorry to interrupt.
Of course.
Okay.
My podcast about the Chronicle of New Eden.
Chronicles of New Eden. Yeah.
By me.
Sorry.
So it looked like a bit of the political structure of the Myanmar, but to be honest, the Myanmar is quite chaotic, and it's more understandable with the Galante Federation, and it's more like the real politics as I know it, so Canadian and American one. So yeah, that's really interesting. So. That's gonna be about it in 2 days.
Yeah, really, like not hard to understand actually, because like we're used to those kind of structure. So yeah, like it allows me to understand them more. Not necessarily like them more, but
you don't like the guarantee, and that's okay.
Sorry. So yeah, so that's coming up this week. Following up. Kill of the week.
You can do it.
Yeah, I believe in myself.
Let's go, Ben! In the depths of the...
Here we go. So yeah, got some...
You did it!
Yeah, Stream Deck is adding funny data tonight. So here we got, let's say, a weird fight. Why do I say weird? Because while I was playing and I was like doing stuff like relax in my wormhole last Sunday, I got tie-dye. That went up to 57% at some point. I was like, what's happening? Like, you're fishing alone and you got tie-dye. What's the deal with that? So I went through like the place that you can get like real answer concerning wormholes matters. Praise Bob Discord. So actually at the same time there was like this fight happening in the C6s where people tried to get on Laserhawk. So you got like the Fortizar here that did not get that much damage. And, well, it was most likely a carnage where Laserhawk got like 94.5% efficiency. And they did lose like 20B in assets. But the other side with Snide, Hole Control, Turbo Field of Glory and a bunch of others lost 443B. That's a lot. It's like to get this amount of shit.
343, Ben, but well.
Yeah, 343, sorry. Late. Guy. So that's a lot of shit that's been lost there. We are speaking about like 418 ships. Yeah, like you might think that it's a isolated event. But no, it just brought my attention because of the tie-dye and like they forgot to ask CCP to reinforce the node because that's something that you can do. If you know that a big fight is going to be happening, you can ask CCP to reinforce the node to limit like this tie-dye. And
if you like are not good in informatic language, you can just say like, it's going to have a fight in that system around this hour. They're gonna be happy and yeah. They're gonna make the fight more fluid
and they're gonna do the like what needs to be done and send you the link to do it by the proper channel next time.
Don't do it on Reddit, that's not a good way.
Actually it might be funny, but you know, but that is not all, because like I've been informed that this like this battle report here is only one of many of the C6 war that has been happening for quite a while. You can scroll up quite a lot. There's been like over like 300 fights concerning those like C5, C6's empire, where majority of the blue loot reside. So, like we were speaking about like blue loot and like it's easy to get and everything. Well, let's say that for the last, more than the last month, it does not get into that category. Like C5 and C6s are on fire. And like you got all the big wormhole group that are like pounding off one another. So, yeah, like, just imagine people with that amount of money and just throwing, like, those big ships at one another. How much time that might last? We don't know. Like, it's only beginning. Like, only, like, 300 fights up to now. So, yeah, I think it's going to be something that we'll keep an eye on and see like if it's going to go in one way or another. Don't have the, let's say, more comprehensible data as of the time of the show. But we'll see if we can get maybe like a resume of like where it's going and the big entities and like involve. If they are more winning or losing, I think it's going to be quite interesting. So, I think that we finally got it them.
Yeah, I think we did it.
Yeah, that was a packed information show. So, thank you everyone, and don't forget the Starzy.
So don't forget to write comment about what what you find most exciting in the new extensions coming our way. And the one with the more thumbs up gonna win
a crate of Star Z.
Crate, okay, a Star Z.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You have 1 week to do for doing it, and we're gonna say the winner next.
So next week, yeah, we're gonna announce this winner. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, them. And we're gonna see you. Well, actually, we're gonna be there Thursday for the
Chronicle of New Eden.
Exactly.
See you later, Mechanics and friends.
Au revoir.